Aí tá entendendo.
Não fiquei lá, não fiquei lá, né?
Let's see. I'm going to ask you some questions about your wife. Was she a Baptist?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did she have a job outside of your house? Did she work out?
Yes, and she was a cook.
Okay.
She cooked here at the Clayton Hotel and Cannon Hotel back when they was running a hotel. Of course, they don't run now. They run a mm-hmm. store.
Mm-hmm.
She cooked at different places. She was a cook.
Uh-huh. Well, did she have much education?
No, ma'am. Just so I'm thinking about third grade. About mine.
About the same as yours?
About the same, yes.
Okay. And was she born here?
No, ma'am. She was born in Springfield, Georgia.
Okay. That's a pretty good way from here, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Long ways from here.
Uh-huh. Okay, now let's see. Will you tell me a little bit about what the colored people are in Clayton do for a living most of them? Are there any plants or factories that they work at? Or?
Well, they work on jobs. Then it's able to work. Some ain't able to work. They're just living on what they draw from Social Security
uh-huh.
or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And some's too old just to drag it along. Just a dragon.
Now I'm going to ask you some of these questions that I told you about. And if you don't have words for these particular things, tell me, because it's just as important, you know, whether you have one or whether you don't. Some of the things just aren't usual in North Georgia. So, what do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this...
Well, expect to see him later. If I say that in the morning, I expect to see him later this afternoon or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, fine, yeah. We're interested in whether you'd say afternoon or evening. See, that was
well,
the question. So
this evening, I'd say, are you the one? It means about the same,
okay,
don't it?
Okay, okay. Yeah, they do mean the same thing. But it's just that sometimes with some of these words, in the north, people would be more inclined to say one word, and in the southern part of the state, they'd be more inclined to say another.
Yes.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before... What?
Before day, I would say.
All right. And what's another word that means the same thing that has sun in it? I got up this morning before sun...
Yes, before... I got up this morning...
Well, what's a word now? I got up this morning before sun. What?
Rise.
Okay. And sometimes a person might go to bed before sun.
Well, set, I reckon.
Okay. If there's been a storm and the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is what?
Raining.
Well, now if the rain is stopping, and the clouds are beginning to disappear, and the sun is beginning to come out.
Clearing up.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantle or something like that, can be.
Yeah.
Call it a mantle or something.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Ma'am?
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, you know, in a fireplace, you put, there's some metal things in there, and you put the logs across them.